A recent social media post on a nursing site asked, "Are 12-hour shifts the worst thing we've ever done?" The implication of this question is that, yes, 12-hour shifts are horrible and they should be done away with. And many nurses who contributed to the discussion on this site absolutely agreed with that contention. But if one read all of the comments, it was readily apparent that 12-hour shifts are an easy target in a much more complex workplace situation. For example, best practice when scheduling 12-hour shifts is to schedule no more than two of the same shift in a row. Yet, many discussion contributors said they regularly worked three or four shifts in a row. Now, others indicated that high patient loads and excessive workloads prevented them from having food or rest breaks, which contributed to their fatigue. And many others said that they frequently worked overtime, mostly because of short staffing, but also due to poor work planning and high patient loads and acuity. These comments speak to conditions such as short staffing, overtime, and excessive workloads that are the purview of management. In the next episode, I'm going to focus on other comments that reflect conditions that are in the realm of the nurse's individual responsibility. If you know someone who needs to hear this message, please share it or submit a review so that I can help others sleep better, feel better, and work better.